The Importance of Being Earnest by Oscar Wilde. This ghastly state of things is what you call Bunburying, I suppose.
Yes, and a perfectly wonderful Bunbury it is. The most wonderful Bunbury I have ever had in my life.
Well, you've no right whatsoever to Bunbury here.
That is absurd. One has a right to Bunbury anywhere one chooses. Every serious Bunburyist knows that.
Serious Bunburyist? Good heavens.
Well, one must be serious about something if one wants to have any amusement in life. I happen to be serious about Bunburying. What on earth you are serious about, I haven't got the remotest idea. About everything, I should fancy. You have such an absolutely trivial nature.
Well, the only small satisfaction I have in the whole of this wretched business is that your friend Bunbury is quite exploded. You won't be able to run down to the country quite so often as you used to, dear Algie. And a very good thing, too.
Your brother is a little off colour, isn't he, dear Jack? You won't be able to disappear to London quite so frequently as your wicked custom was. And not a bad thing, either.
As for your conduct towards Miss Cardew, I must say that your taking in a sweet, simple, innocent girl like that is quite inexcusable, to say nothing of the fact that she is my ward.
I can see no possible defence at all for your deceiving a brilliant, clever, thoroughly experienced young lady like Miss Fairfax, to say nothing of the fact that she is my cousin.
I wanted to be engaged to Gwendolyn, that is all. I love her.
Well, I simply wanted to be engaged to Cecily. I adore her.
There's certainly no chance of your marrying Miss Cardew.
I don't think there's much likelihood, Jack, of you and Miss Fairfax being united.
Well, that is no business of yours.
If it was my business, I wouldn't talk about it. It is very vulgar to talk about one's business. Only people like stockbrokers do that, and then merely at dinner parties.
How can you sit there, calmly eating muffins, when we are in this horrible trouble? I can't make out. You seem to me to be perfectly heartless.
Well, I can't eat muffins in an agitated manner. The butter would probably get on my cuffs. One should always eat muffins quite calmly. It is the only way to eat them.
I say it's perfectly heartless you're eating muffins at all, under the circumstances.
When I am in trouble, eating is the only thing that consoles me. Indeed, when I am in really great trouble, as anyone who knows me intimately will tell you, I refuse everything except food and drink. At the present moment, I am eating muffins because I am unhappy. Besides, I am particularly fond of muffins.
Well, there is no reason why you should eat them all in that greedy way.
I wish you would have tea cake instead. I don't like tea cake.
Good heavens. I suppose a man may eat his own muffins in his own garden.
But you have just said it was perfectly heartless to eat muffins.
I said it was perfectly heartless of you under the circumstances. That is a very different thing.
That may be, but the muffins are the same.
Algie, I wish to goodness you would go.